JFM's Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard, making personal loans more personal.
You are absolutely pounding us with the emails and the texts at the moment. 087-4100-102. People asking me why. Don't ask me why. Actually, look at the Twitter feed. It's kind of, there might be a few little hints in there. 087-4100-102. You'll find us on the Twitter feed at SBS Today FM and follow me at Connell OM. And you can text me on 087-4100-102. I did say just before the ad break that we would have the panel of change. We have in front of me Sinead Brady, career psychologist and founder and owner of A Career to Love. And she also drives her car for €5 a month. Susan Hayes, the positive economist, author of Savvy Women and Positive Economics. Sharon Keegan, founder and CEO of Peachy Lean, who gave me a pair of her yoga pants, I think, once. And I've been told never to wear them again. Anyway, you're going to tell me I have to change my life now because after 13 short years, I have been told I may no longer present this program because this program, it's not me, it's the program is gone. I'm not gone. Sinead, I'll ask you, what'll I do?
You need to take a career selfie, Connell.
A career selfie?
Yeah. So you need to begin to look back on your career and collect the data from the past 13 years of what you've achieved, who you've met, who you've helped, and all of the information from the Team SBS programme, and begin to look at the feed that's coming in on Twitter. Begin to, I suppose, really understand the data that's in your history and then use that information to make a plan for the future. So they're your momentous moments, the things that have happened in the past, the data that you collect from the past. And then you use that information to pivot and to move into the future.
Pivot. We like a good pivot.
We like a good pivot. So, and that's about creating future momentous moments. So you begin to look and say, okay, so my plan for the next 12 months is X. For example, we're going to move to podcast. So the first thing we're going to do
You're going to move there as well, are you?
I didn't say that, Connell. I'll come with you. So I'm wherever Team SBS is.
The loyalty. Thank you, Sinead.
So you have your 12-month plan, and then you break that down into 100-day strategy, and you begin to look and say, okay, so we need our website. So as you know,
Terry Morris
stepped in and helped with that. What's the next thing? Build your newsletter. So you have your call to action up there, and you begin to break that down into 100-day. Strategies and pieces that you're going to achieve within blocks of time that work towards that 12 month. But the really important thing is to be agile in how you do that with emotional agility. So it's not to be owned or choked by your emotions, whatever those emotions might be. It's to say, I feel sad or I feel frustrated or I feel angry because my job is important to me. My career is important to me. And these are the options that I have. And sit down for 60 seconds, take out your trusty notebook and begin to jot everything that comes into your head. And you just never know
in my head, you wouldn't believe what lives in there. So
I sometimes wonder, Connell. But really begin to own those emotions. Don't say, I shouldn't feel like this. Say,
oh no, I do. I feel very, very emotional about it. I love this show. And yeah. I love everybody, including you guys. I love everybody who's ever come onto it. And I've gone around Ireland talking to people about it. SMEs, to me, I bleed for SMEs. I just love them so much.
Well, you see, the funny thing is, I know that from outside of the show because you and I have become friends outside of the show, as have I with Ruth and Niall and Myra and all of the team that are here and the other people that we have become accustomed to over the years. But you live and breathe that through IIBN, through all of the different things you do for LEOs, and the connections that you make with people, both on and offline, are quite amazing, actually. And I can attest to that personally.
You know what? We better get her going. Here she comes. This is Susan Hayes. Now, you promised me that there is an off button.
There's no off button and I'm not pushing it. So, I, first of all, Connell, as the eldest lemon here today, because I came on the show 10 years ago for the first time. I don't know if you remember, but if I could what I'd love
forget?
To do is reel in a couple of my memories over the years.
In about 60 seconds.
Absolutely, I'll do that. So the first time was, I remember, and it picks up on what Sinead spoke about. I had released Investing in Youth. It was a transition year programme specifically designed for teachers to teach about the stock market in schools. And I had sent in a message, and you were the first radio show to come back and say, yes, we'd love to hear about this. And
over
the years,
Myra Hayes, I would have imagined, who
was
joining us
today. It was Myra at the time.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. It's great to see her out here today. And then as other things have come on board, so when we launched Savvy Teen Academy, our summer camp for teenagers focusing on careers, communication and confidence, again, you had
us on.
Are you
sure you're not selling all your services?
Absolutely not. Believe me, I'm selling yours, Connell. And then also I remember like the famous shout outs as well when we had a Savvy Women podcast of particular Maeve Neefsey. I remember
as well.
Who's
joined us here today as well.
Honest to God, this this really is. The other, there's a couple of other ones that I remember very well, and that is the time you asked me to come in to talk about business behind the brand.
Which I thought was brilliant. I don't know whether it's still up there, but that was a particularly good business behind the brand. I still remember.
I remember it well because it was Twitter. And the thing is that I went home after I did business behind the brand and I bought Twitter and it was $17. Today it's $43. So
whoa,
thank you very much for encouraging
She's
me
rich.
To do that.
She's rich.
But there's been other ones. The one time ever that you invited me back as part of a twosome.
That was a mistake.
That wasn't. You invited me back to talk about a theme that there were so many questions. Now, nothing on the scale of like today, but there were so many questions about it. It was actually with pensions with Ross Curran, you might remember, about 2 years ago. And there's been so many others. I remember wishing my dad Father's Day because I was in here with you and wishing your kids a happy Father's Day as well. Probably, obviously, the most memorable one of all will be today, obviously, given that you're hashtag pivoting to podcast. But it's been amazing. But when we're talking about change, there's been a range of changes in the Irish economy and the world of business in general. One of them, I think, is the experience economy, and you've done that exceptionally well. For example, you have taken a show and you've turned it into and Let Us Revolt will attest to this as well. You've turned it into a Twitter conversation on a Sunday morning. Then you went on tour with Myra and with Ruth and Niall, etc. And taking that around the country and talking to people, you've really done something that has exemplified change, and I think the country thanks you for it.
Well, thank you so much. That's kind of very kind, Susan. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome and well-deserved.
Sharon Keegan, founder and CEO of Peachy Lean. You are the newbie here. Now, you have been with us before.
Yeah, I was here actually in January.
And since you were last on, you've got pregnant.
We have massive change.
You've got pregnant. Nothing to do with me.
The day after I left here, I actually found out I was pregnant, which was a huge shock to me and a massive kind of anxiety. I had a massive anxiety about it because I'd just started my business and didn't know if it was going to carry on, because we all know it's difficult enough, running a female founded business, but you know, being pregnant and having a 3-year-old, it can be exceptionally difficult. And
but you have changed. You've gone through so many changes.
Yeah.
You're a perfect example of what we're talking about.
Yeah, like these ladies are, you know, phenomenal. 10 years on this show, 10 times on the show, and this is second time, but my first time here was this year in January, and I owe so much thanks to this show for giving me a national voice, for giving a mother who was unemployed. This day last year, I was unemployed on social welfare. I was suffering from anxiety disorder and postnatal depression. And I'm here now, 7 months pregnant, with a multinational business, selling all over the world. And it's
you
an absolute dream come true for me.
That we love on the Sunday Business Show. You have immediately got off the island and you've done it yourself.
I've done it all myself.
We admire people like you so much. You have no idea.
But like, I just want to say for this show, for you, for Ruth, for Niall, for everyone that's involved, you gave me this opportunity and I really want to thank you for that, like sincerely from the bottom of my heart.
But you came in here and you made the show. You have no idea.
And I was terrified, terrified.
We just love the businesses. I mean, you make leggings and stuff like that. Other people, we're going to talk to a distiller in a few minutes. There's the businesses that are out there. I could never, ever, ever, ever get bored with all of the types of businesses that have come in here. And they, passion.
The passion.
Of course, half of them are half crazy, of course. You know?
Yeah, I just want to share, I suppose, with any of your listeners, because I know there's a lot of them today and there's so much support, and I just really want to say...
Oh, we're also going to run out of time.
Okay, but just if there's anyone listening today who feels that they can't do something, please believe me, you can, and support Sunday SBS team in their future podcast and venture, and they will absolutely give you a voice. 100%, yeah.
Okay, we're out of time. I know it sounds like mad, but there are so many other people we have to get through too, and it's, as usual, we're down to actually 40 minutes when you take all the ads out of the hour, because we were so successful. But that's another story. Ladies, again,
onwards
I say
and upwards,
thank you, thank you, thank you from Team SBS, from the Ruth, from the Niall, from the me, from the Myra, from all of the rest. Thank you so much for over the years coming in. 10 years, how many years?
This is my 10th time actually on the show today.
Your second time.
And many more to come.
And we're going to have two newbies coming in just after the next ad break. We will take a break.
Today FM Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard. Choose personalised pricing. It's made for you.